Christmas in July with Gilmore Catering. It's an opportunity never too early to get ready for the holiday season. That's a reality check. Let's talk about what's happening. Chef Mick Rickard and Jen Gless from Gilmore Catering talking about how we do start preparing for the next big event, holiday office party, and we can do it, for free. Chef Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your specialty?
Everything food.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Pick one.
Barbecue.
We're barbecue specialists. And Jen, your job is?
Event coordinating.
So if somebody needs Gilmore Catering to prepare the party, call
you. They're
going to
call me.
Nice. Well, thank you for what you do, and top party planning tips are here. I know I think you sent me a little early promo kit that included a bottle of wine, some cookies, and even some Kleenex.
So, yeah, it was an appreciation. So, yeah, okay. So thank you.
You got my attention. There we are. Let's talk about, first of all, Gilmore Catering. Do you cater to big, little, in between, and more?
All of the above.
Okay. You won't turn anybody away. Top planning tips, especially if you're entertaining large groups of people. What do you think?
Keep it simple. Yeah. People try to, they overthink it, overcomplicate it. You know, just keep it simple, and when all else fails, don't stress yourself out and hire it out. You know, simple pickup platters.
Yes. And, you think that themes might be corny, but aren't they a great way to make sure that all the elements of the party are cohesive? Do you work with themes with us?
Yeah, themed events are always fun because it gives everybody kind of a focus to the event instead of just a get-together, you know, and you can mix and match it however you want, you know. Taco bars are always fun, backyard barbecues, burger bars.
And that's, Jen, where I talk to you and say, this is what I want. I want some party and lawn games and a photo booth and an art station. The sky's the limit here.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that makes the party a little bit more interactive and gets people moving and talking more. So that's what we're looking for, more fun.
Are you encouraging social media?
Absolutely. Definitely using a hashtag and kind of sharing photos. So you can just pick it back up and share it to your Facebook, and it's fun.
And you be careful those outdoor parties when, you know, adult beverages, what goes on Facebook sometimes stays on Facebook, right?
You can't take it back.
Which might lead us to our next conversation. Common mistakes we make when planning a big family or office party. How can we avoid them? What are mistakes here?
Some of the mistakes would be sticking to an old routine. People get stuck on autopilot when they throw a party sometimes, or the same food or the same venue. So just kind of mix it up. I think that's more fun.
Another one?
Getting too many people involved in the party planning aspect.
Absolutely. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Too many chiefs. You know, just keep a smaller group, a core group of people who are planning everything, and, you know, definitely get the feedback of everybody, but just have one group that's planning instead of the whole office trying to plan.
Do you always want us to have a budget in mind?
Budget is key.
Absolutely.
That should be the first thing you figure out.
Mm-hmm. And I trust it's not going to break the bank at all. It depends.
No, I mean, you can do a party of any size with any budget, and we just work within the budget, basically, and it's easy.
How far in advance does one need to plan, especially if it's a catering opportunity?
How much time do you need?
As much as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely to get the venue in place and then just start planning the food. Very important.
Hey, we're booking, you know, months to years in advance for a lot of events. So the sooner that you can pick a date, everything else becomes easy and stress-free after that.
Might even be planning some Christmas parties.
Yeah, that's the plan.
How about guests with allergies or other dietary restrictions? Where are we in these days with this?
A lot of people are allergic to something, so we always try to fit their needs and their requests as much as we're ably possible.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that as a chef in general? Are you actually in one of the in one of the restaurants?
I oversee the Bob and Gilmore Catering itself. And yeah, it's easier. A lot of our menus we've just started designing to be allergy-free, you know, cuisine or gluten-free cuisine, just because it's easier for the customers then.
Yep. And customer comes first.
Yes.
Right? What about I like it when I see the word free in a talking point. You are giving away free holiday parties this year. What does that mean?
Yeah, so basically our promotion is Christmas in July, so we're giving three parties away to three different locations, one at Paddock, one at the Bob, and one at Baker Lofts in Holland.
And Paddock is formerly Mangiamo, right?
Yes. Yeah, and this includes the venue, the dinner, and non-alcoholic beverages for up to 100 people.
Okay. How does one get involved here?
Well, we're also partnering with Town Square Media. And basically, it's for the kids at the Boys and Girls Club of Grand Rapids. And so we're encouraging everyone who signs up for the contest, which you can go to gilmorecatering.com.
So that's how you sign up. Okay.
Yep. Yep, we are encouraging everybody to also make a donation to the area's Boys and Girls Clubs, and you can find their donation wish on their website as well, which is bgcgrandrapids.org.
So to sign up, there's a website, but we are encouraged to check out Boys and Girls Club of Grand Rapids. Again, if there needs to be some type of donation, that's encouraged.
Yeah, we want... Yeah. The Boys and Girls Club is a great organization, and this is a great way to get back to that community. And so sign up on our website, our social media aspects with Gilmore Catering, and then check out the Boys and Girls Club. It's a great, great organization to be involved with.
So how do you choose the winners?
We are going to choose the winners on September 3rd, and we're just going to just pick one out of the bag.
Stick in a basket.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is randomness to this.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. And looks like you've got till August 31st to enter, so that's kind of cool. A win-win situation. You got the Boys and Girls Clubs of Grand Rapids, plus, again, hanging out at Baker Lofts, Paddock Place, or the Bob certainly is cool. What else falls under Gilmore Collection? You've got the Bob.
We've got the Bob. We've got Kirby in Grand Haven,
Roses.
Flat River, yep, Roses, Blue Water Grill, Bostwick Lake Inn, Roses Express.
Mm-hmm. And do you, as a chef, you are responsible for, you mentioned the Bob and the catering.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Jen, you have the services for all?
For the Bob.
Yeah, for the Bob,
yes.
For the Bob as well.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need to know?
Have fun with your events.
Yeah, that's what it comes
down to, right?
People aren't having fun, they don't want to come back.
Yeah.
So true.
And do you also do weddings and...
Oh.
Absolutely.
Bar mitzvahs and...
Yep.
All of the above. Bring all your parties to us.
Yes. That cut to the chase, didn't it? All right. One more time on the website, please.
GilmoreCatering.com.
All right. So barbecue, huh?
Barbecue.
What would you suggest one has for lunch today at the Bob? It's a hot day, you know.
Actually, our seven-layer salad on the second floor in Barberino's.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Take care to you. Christmas in July with Gilmore Catering. Enter this contest to win a pretty cool opportunity and to give back to Boys and Girls Clubs of Grand Rapids. Take care to you, Jen Gless and Chef Mick Rickard. Take care.